Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What about? No! No! Go! What are you doing? Go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! What are you doing?
There you go. Class that, innit?
Hey, if you think we're sad enough, right, to just revel in the fact that Luis Suarez is crying again, then you're fucking dead right, because it's mint. Hey. Honestly, inject that right into my veins. That was John Shin. You saw absolutely ecstatic because South Korea have gone through at the expense of Uruguay, which is why we're all buzzing because we all hate Suarez, don't we? And I don't really, sorry to say, I don't really care about Cavani. Although, a little bit gutted for Palestra, but he's a young lad. He'll be back. This is The Brew, of course. Joining me is Mr. Joe Smith. How are you?
I love how your hate for Suarez is greater than your like for a current Manchester United player.
I mean, when we say current, like, I like Facundo Palestra, but he's not like he's
a key
Rashford
player.
Or someone, yeah, who scored like
he plays every week.
Do you know what I mean?
So, Uruguay,
and also, yeah. He is a young lad and he'll be back.
He's got his Uruguay hoodie on.
Yeah, well, here he is. The Housewives' favourite, Mr. Alex Bagley. How are we doing?
Good, mate. The World Cup's gone a bit mad the last few days, hasn't it? Because everyone seems to be qualifying that you thought wasn't going to happen. The Spain game yesterday where they nearly went out, so they were like, if another goal goes in here, they're going to get knocked out. It was madness. And then that there is, to see South Korea go through is fantastic. I mean, I'd like Ghana to beat him, not out that way. But at the same time, great to see John Shin buzzing about and all that. It's been brilliant.
I think this is the reward for there being so many nil-nils early on. It meant that, like, because there were so many draws, almost every group was up for grabs going into the last game. Like you would think that Germany and Spain would win the two games that aren't against each other and just be comfortable, but they weren't because Spain drew with Germany and Germany lost to Japan. So it made it exciting all the way through. I mean, those nil-nils are a bit shit, but now having all of these last games coming down to the wire, probably worth it.
I spoke to Steve before. He managed to fit me into his busy schedule of hanging around with Lothar Matthäus, Cafu and Patrice Evra.
Yeah, and largely just sitting and chatting shit. This is a show and I've come on and said
just
that.
Explain podcasting. what an entire industry.
Yeah, that's Housen's career.
Admittedly, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've made a kind of career out of being his occasional sidekick, so I can't say too much. But I was chatting to him about the change in the World Cup format, aren't they, next time? I think, is it going to be groups of three? This is tentatively groups of three. 48 teams, I think, or something stupid.
A thousand teams
go through. Which is just shit.
What's the point?
And they're just like that is just.
It was like when they added all the teams into the Euros and they made it, you know, three teams go through from each group and there's like one of the seven groups it doesn't count.
It's like if you're one of the best losers and all that, and it means that like, you you can't really tell during a game who's going through and who isn't.
And it means you get another round of shit games.
Yeah.
Because you get rubbish. That. You get the people that finish third. Because you're not getting all the shit teams are out pretty much.
Do you know
you're
what?
Not going to get that.
When you, with all this, the chat that's been going on around the World Cup in Qatar, the World Cup in Qatar, the way it was awarded, the human rights, the rainbow flags, this, that, the other. The one thing I haven't heard anyone criticise is the format. I've not heard one person say that. Oh, aren't World Cups not enough teams in them? Aren't World Cups too easy to win? Like, no one is saying that. The one thing about the World Cup that works is the format.
Yeah.
It's groups of four, two go through, two go home, and then it's straight into the round of 16. It's fine. That does not need sorting about.
They're doing it, I think, to try and expand probably the European teams because there's a lot of teams missing out, I think.
Italy missed out.
I think Netherlands missed out in the last one, and there's always been England miss out? Was that Euros?
England missed out on Euro 2008.
But they're missing out, so they expand it. But that means you're expanding it to other, you know, it's going to be so big now. Yeah. So try and get two more teams in because you want the Euros winners in there. You're adding it to 48 teams now. It's too much. It's going to be way too much. Same as the Champions League is going to be mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Wenger who wanted it every 2 years?
Of course
it
is.
Which that's nonsensical, isn't it? Because the reason that the World Cup is so exciting and so, dramatic.
Illustrious.
You've got like, and for someone like Suarez who's crying his eyes out because he's just been knocked out of the World Cup, which is hilarious. He's 34 or something. He's not going to be around for the next World Cup.
And the thing
he knows
is,
that
drama even goes down to lesser players because obviously Suarez is in a lucky position where he's playing at 35, 36 or whatever. But most players, if you're 30 and you're kind of like a in and out of the team type player, someone like, maybe even someone like Pickford, that might be your last World Cup anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always that drama there for everyone. Like, people like Shearer or people through history where you think they'll probably be at another World Cup. And then they weren't. Yeah. Like, that, like Paul Gascoigne is another one.
Do you know
one.
It was a weird one? Theo Walcott.
Yeah.
His last World Cup was at 17.
Yeah, exactly.
Never went to the World Cup
so
again.
So he has that drama every 2 years. Yeah. You don't need to do that. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah. And like, it doesn't. And it's, you know, you've got to move everything around as well. And I think every 4 years, there's that historic value. You know, England have had some, I know we get a lot of stuff, we've had some REIT teams over the years, yet we've only ever won one World Cup. Do you know what I mean? Because it is so obviously rare every 4 years and it's so difficult to win that. It's just, it makes it special. And, you know, it's like the reason we're still banging on about 1966 for all these years because...
Every 4 years is great.
Yeah.
Every 4 years is just perfect. Also, I like how Wenger wanted it to be every, like, twice as often. But instead of making it twice as often, we can't do that. But we can just make each game twice as long.
Yeah.
By having, like, 20 minutes extra time.
Do you know what, though?
Half.
I will say this. I'm a big fan of them having all this extra time because it's true. I think, like, if you watch a game of football, each half is around half an hour.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But then... It's like the amount of games that teams play, adding things in like the League Cup, having like the Europa League, Europa Conference League, you can't fucking get out of Europe, let alone, you know, it's easier to get out of it, in it than it is out of it at this point. Teams now play like 65 games a season. What was it Liverpool played last season? Where they played every possible game or something, or the year before.
United did it under Ole.
Yeah. And we played like 66 games.
We got to all them semi-finals. I think it was like, we could have played three more games that season.
Exactly. And if you're a successful team that does that, the fitness and the sort of the peak of what is humanly possible to run in a year or whatever, you know what I mean? Like injuries and all that sort of stuff is built around games of football last about 47 minutes a half, including stoppage time, 48 maybe. Do you know what I mean? Now, all of a sudden, if you said you still got to play 65 games, that's not going to change.
Yeah.
But you now have to play an average of 55 minutes per half.
Yeah.
Over the course of a year, they're probably playing an extra 3, 4, 5 games that, like, I don't think that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, they already talk about fixture congestion and being tired. You're adding another 10, 15% on, 20% sometimes, two 10-minute halves extra.
But Wenger's also doing, he's pushing for the 60-minute games, isn't he? So he wants 60 minutes with a stop clock, which I think, I mean, we had the Atletico
game. The thing is, though, as a fan, you're getting shortchanged. Do you know what I mean? You're not watching what you should be watching. And also, I understand your point, but
there's been an increase in subs. There's water breaks. So, you know, you're getting, what is it, five,
the
two
extra subs is helpful.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I remember my favourite United team, not saying it's the best, the 93-94 team. That whole team played 60 games and they didn't change. They didn't swap it. We played the same team in like the League Cup, in the FA Cup and in the league.
Yeah.
As the only time he changed it was in Europe because of the three foreigner rule. And like, if you look at that sort of back four, especially that back five with the keeper, they all played like every game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they managed it, and we won the double, and we lost the League Cup final. So I get your point. Like, obviously, you know, players need looking after, but I think it's doable.
You have to stop games like the Atletico game happening last season, the one at Old Trafford, when I think the ball was in play in the second half, like 25 minutes.
That's what I mean.
And
then you get like 4 minutes on the board.
And you're like, no, it can't be.
What are you on about?
He was like, down for half an hour. What's, I mean, I get this.
And especially with VAR, because that's increased the amount of time.
I don't want accuracy. Do you know what, Jay? Yeah. I'll just say it. I'm sick of accuracy and stats and facts when it comes to football.
Do you know what I want, though?
I'm sick of VAR.
Yeah.
I'm sick of rewind it. I'm sick of all of that. I want someone down for 10 minutes and we get 2 minutes stoppage time.
No.
I want it to be 0-0 and we get 5 minutes stoppage time.
Nonsense.
I want it to be mental and just wrong and human. I want it to be fucking shit. That's what I want.
Do you know what I want? What I love more than goals other than transfers. I love transfers the most.
Kissing your children goodnight?
Don't be stupid. When you get the board up and there's loads of minutes on it. And you're losing.
Well, that's the thing. If you do the 60-minute stop clock, no stoppage time
I'll
anymore.
I'll tell you what. They do it because they do it in college football in America. And it's countdown. It's the best. I saw
kids do that. I don't think the game at Old Trafford when it's the League Cup and all the kids are there.
There was a goal I saw and someone scored on literally the last. It was like three and this lad hit it on two.
Yeah.
And the lot. I mean, it's the best thing I've seen.
The classic. Like
last minute goal. Like I know 93rd minute's great, but if you did it in the literal last kick and the whistle had to blow, I think it'd be.
I was going to say. What you want as well is to know basketball on the buzzer that round the rim turns red and you get the that'd be good. The whole stadium fucking and if you've shot before the whistle and it goes in, it's still a goal.
That'd like be meant that way.
Fucking buzzer beaters in football.
Yeah. We've got quite a few super chats to still get into. Fergal McClement says, lads, aren't you worried that United players are all playing big parts in this World Cup and Arsenal's are all getting a rest? Not really. I'm enjoying watching the United players doing so well, to be honest with you. I get the concerns, but I'm just enjoying it, to be honest with you. What are you making out? You bothered? Arsenal lads getting a rest because they're all crap at football?
Yes and no.
Despite the fact they're top of the league?
No. I don't think typically teams win the league because they play less football than everyone else.
No.
You win the league because you're the best team.
Dave Robottom's got a question for you. Joe, where's a good place to eat near 53-2 before the live show Saturday?
Great question. There's before the show, be like breakfasty stuff, so... You could probably get somewhere in Great Northern, I'd have thought.
Okay. Abhinav Verma says, feel so happy for John Shin. And Mank Mike 93 has been a member of the first team for 15 months. Thanks for your support. Says, so happy for John Shin. And watching Suarez cry himself home makes it all worth the watch. I mean, yeah, it's, you know what? What's it called? Schadenfreude, how'd you say it?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, yeah.
What is the definition of Schadenfreude?
Isn't it reveling in other people's misery? Or like,
I don't know, it sounds
happy.
Good though.
Yeah.
That sounds
laughing
good,
at people's misfortune. Mm. Yeah. I'd rather watch teams I don't like lose than us win.
Yeah, that's why you still are glad we signed Ronaldo, because you got to watch City lose to Real Madrid, which you're more happy about than us being better.
Yeah. That's what gets me up in the morning.
Yeah. No. Madrid
Jay doesn't
great.
Count titles we've won, he counts titles Liverpool haven't won.
Yeah. That.
Yes. Which 114 times, Man United. You haven't won it 114 times.
That's why it softens the ball. You know, like the
nailed it. Jay's got the definition spot.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a master's. that's why the Gerrard slip. Yeah. I can forget the fact that City won that title.
You forgot that we won it in 2008.
That it gives us. Yeah, I'm not bothered. Obviously that gives City title. I just love the fact they didn't win it and he cost it after giving it the big one, you know, with this does not slip and all these nonsense before.
You told me once that you prefer, I think you knew him off by heart, you listed every manager that between Liverpool winning the league in 89, was it?
Yeah.
And then winning it
again. Well, 91.
91, sorry. You listed all of those managers that didn't win the league with him and you said, I prefer them to Fergie. Because I prefer
Roy Evans.
I prefer
Gerard
Houllier. Liverpool failure
yeah.
to Manchester United success because yeah. you are that bitter
you know,
and disgusting.
You know, like when you're on a flight or you haven't got access to the internet?
Yeah.
The first result I check is Liverpool's.
Yeah.
And it, before United, I don't care about that.
Don't text your kids. You
know, what we've beaten City 4-0, I don't care. How did Liverpool get on? They lost. Yeah. yeah. Result. That's how I roll.
It was.
Yeah. Who's the greatest manager in Premier League? Graham Souness.
It's like that Tottenham game.
What he did with Liverpool.
When we lost 6-1 to Tottenham, it didn't matter because Liverpool lost 7-2 the same
lost
day.
7-2 to Villa.
You know what? I have blocked out that 6-1 to Spurs. I have no recollection of it happening. Everyone says Harry Kane's got a great record. I'm like, no, he's not. He never scored. He scored a hat trick. Like, I have no recollection.
I was like, you know, people saying it like the 6-1. What 6-1? Last week, we lost 6-1. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was 6-1? You mean the 7-2?
The 7-2, yeah. Have you got some messages?
We know before the messages, we've got Adam McCall who's going
to
tell us.
Been chatting to Bert Victor.
Macca yeah, himself.
Chat.
About Harry Maguire, our hallowed captain. Check it out.
Certainly at Manchester United, he's just been exposed. But for England and Southgate, he's never let him down.
Correct. And I think the pace, like Lee alluded to, I think the pace of the game's different. I also agree, I don't think the quality of international football is up there.
Mm.
You know, if you play three or four teams, maybe. But outside of that, like, come on, look at Wales and the level of striker that they've got. All due respect, you know, they're hardly pulling up any trees.
Kiefer Moore tore Tottenham apart this season. I watched it happen with my own eyes.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just, for me, look, Harry Maguire deserves plaudits so far. He's done well. You can't, but for me, if you ask him to play football, if you ask him to take the ball out, if you ask him to put under pressure, when we play better teams, he'll get exposed, man.
What?
Like, I'm done with this. Oh, he's had a few good games, Harry Maguire. Like, he is what he is, you know what I mean?
We haven't been burnt by Harry Maguire, you have personally.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
So that's Adam McCullough as part of Last Fan Standing with BetVictor. He's saying Harry Maguire, I mean, pretty reasonable there. Harry Maguire is doing well for England. Obviously, you've got to look at the levels and stuff. The one thing with me, for me, well, I did in the news this morning is, you know, you saw like Raphael van der Vaart having a go at him, the Ghanaian minister having a go at him. I just feel like when I see all these people having a go at him, especially based on his England form, I just want to defend him. I just want to stick up for him because I think he's one of England's most successful ever defenders for England.
Mm.
Post 66, obviously Bobby Moore and all them lot who won the World Cup are the most, but how many other defenders have got to a final and a semi? Just the ones that played alongside Aaron Maguire, and even some of them didn't play in both games.
Mm.
And also along that way, he's won player of the, he was in the team of the tournament, sorry, in the Euros, star of the match, or player of the match against Germany. So he's played his part, scored in the last World Cup, was mint against USA. So you can, I think you can question Maguire for United. I've done it myself. But for England, he's done well.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I think so. I think the other thing is that there was all those leaks at the start of the season with, you know, where it came from and saying that he, you know, David De Gea is too deep and all this, and he plays alongside a, you know, a slow centre-half and all these different things. And whilst it was wrong that all came out and, you know, the excuses I'm not a big fan of, I do think he was right. I do think those things are all valid. I do think that he is better because Pickford's a little bit higher up. The fact that Kyle Walker plays there and is ridiculously quick. John Stone's ridiculously quick. I think they all help him. I think he should be better. Not so, there's no excuses for that. But I do think that that back four and having Rice in front of him and all these things make him a better player. And I think that, again, I think this season, I think when United have played with Casemiro in front of him, I think he's looked a lot better. I think he's looked more calm on the ball. But again, you can't use them excuses. And he has done a lot better for England.
Mm. Yeah, I think, I mean, listen, sometimes he doesn't do himself any favours. No, fingers in the ears not. With a goal against Albania and some of the other nonsense. But
I'll be honest, that impressed me.
Fair enough, yeah. But I think that, you know, like I say, for England, he does a job. For United, probably not good enough to start for us anymore. I think you look at Varane and Martinez, especially, you know, the way Martinez has come into the team.
Yep.
They're just a cut above. But no, I think Maguire's having a decent tournament and I want it to continue because I think, you know, if he has a good tournament, hopefully he can bring that form back to Manchester United, because if we do pick up one or two injuries or the game's coming thick and fast, he's going to get a chance. Make sure... Sorry, go on, John.
You don't even need defending for England. Like, he's just watch the games. He's fucking really good for England all the time.
He still gets...
Like, you literally just watch him. Grief, he's England's best defender every time he plays. or almost every time he plays. There's no even argument about it. Certainly centre-back.
Do you think there's something because he's not captain? Do you think it helps? Do you think the fact that he's not the main...
That probably helps him a bit, but it also helps him that... The play style is different.
Yeah,
it's like when you remember Tyrone Mings started the last tournament, the Euros, because Harry Maguire was injured. He had a decent game against Scotland and Croatia, and people going, "Oh, that's it now, Maguire. You know, we can't bring him back in." Like, what? You're smoking crack. If you think Tyrone Mings, I don't care how much you don't like Harry Maguire. He's just a far better defender. And as soon as Maguire comes in. Was it the Germany game, whatever? He's man of the match or player of the match. It's just like, come on. Sometimes the criticism gets a little bit OTT. And I don't think it's helped by the fact United just massively overpaid for him, which isn't his fault. Go and check out Last Fan Standing with Bet Victor. Tell him that Stretford Paddock sent you. Get involved in the chat and the comments there. Let him know what you think of Adam McCullough's thoughts and whether you agree or disagree with what he said. Abhinav Verma in the Super Chat says, screw the Ghanaian politician trying to dig out Maguire. Also, penalties are 0.75 XG unless Ghana takes one. So he's thrown a bit of shade there.
Missed again.
Santa Notch John Shin has just tweeted, just finished throwing up. I mean, John Shin, he's an absolute legend. We love him anyway. He's been on. He lives in America, right? He's been on this channel in this studio more than Stephen Housen.
Why is he throwing up? Was he ill or was he like so emotional?
Do you know what? Have you ever thrown up because of a result?
No.
I don't think I have.
No.
I've never... No.
Like, that's mad. Care, that's it? Levels, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
I don't care about anything enough to throw up.
Who are they playing in the next round after all this?
Probably
or
fucking
tonight?
Brazil 1970.
It could be Brazil. But if they get through the next round...
I don't know what they'll do.
I don't know what they'll do.
Coming out of both ends. And the front.
Yeah, mate. I don't know, man. I mean, when we were watching him the other day, when they were playing, where they didn't even win. They got a couple of goals back, and John Shin was crying. He was crying money, and it was great to see, because that's the sort of thing as well with the World Cup that gives you that sort of passion, because you know everyone wants the team, though, the country to do well, don't they? For some of these countries, it's like, you know, this is hit could be history making for him. I think Korea in 1966 get to the semis or something.
Yeah,
they got to the semis in 2002 when they hosted
it. Oh, did they?
They lost to Germany in the semi-final.
Do you remember that lad scored that header against Italy? And he was at Torino or somewhere, wasn't he? And they cancelled his contract.
See, the mad thing. Like, that like,
I love
that. Yeah, I can't remember. He was at an Italian club. And he scored the last minute winner, wasn't it? Or the golden goal. I can't remember. He was a winner. And his Italian club cancelled the contract.
Yeah, it's going to be Brazil if they get through.
Oh, easy that.
And the annoying thing of that is, though, is that South Korea run in that World Cup, when you watch it back, is so full of lies. There was a Spain game. Like, honestly, just
not even lies. Thought she was up just lies.
Lies. Like, there was like so many penalties that were not given to opposition teams.
Yeah.
Korean players just going down, getting penalties. Like, goals disallowed for offside when there was just nowhere near offside. Like, I think it was Italy, and I think the Spain one as well, is just insane that they won.
Yeah.
Visit the YouTube video that shows a lot of the decisions that were given for and against, for Korea and against their opposition. And it's genuinely,
why though? Like,
incredible.
Surely
the
officials,
the host nation.
Yeah, but surely the officials are not like the referee's not from Korea, is it? Like, because it's like, you don't remember, but in the Olympics when they had the Olympics in Seoul in 1988, Roy Jones Jr. was fighting for the title, the gold medal, and he basically batters this Korean like all three rounds, whatever it is, three or four rounds. Like, he batters him that much, right? And the decision goes against him. The Korean is awarded the title, the gold medal. It was that bad a decision, the Olympics changed the rules.
Yeah.
So that when you land a punch, it's registered, and that counts as a point. Because basically, the Korean didn't lay a glove on him.
Mm.
And also, Roy Jones Jr. got fighter of the games, despite the fact he didn't get a gold medal, because he just gave it to the Koreans. Because I think three of the judges were Korean. It was just a robbery, basically. It was just a fucking robbery.
Fuck it.
I mean, I think they do lean towards the house,
I mean,
and everything.
They need to be stronger than that referee. I don't blame the Koreans, because let's face facts, you know, I'd be happy if England won the World Cup with all the dodgy decisions.
Yeah, who cares?
We might have even done, haven't we? Hey, Russian linesman and all that.
Yep.
Did it cross the line?
I don't know. Who cares? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I love Jeff. Have you ever seen Jeff Hurst being asked about that? He said, well, Roger Hunt was stood right near it and he didn't try and kick it in because he knew it had already gone in. So that's good enough for me.
That tells
that's
you everything.
That's proof. That's scientific. That's better than, what is it, Hawkeye? Mm. That is just Roger Hunt not kicking it tells you that that was officially over the line.
Hawkeye. Hawkeye. Yeah, that'll do me.
Lucky Singh says, justice done for me as an England fan. Tom Hartley says, the referee in the South Korea-Spain game was found guilty of match-fixing a few years later. There you go, then. There was some... There's some controversy there. Not everyone is a Maguire fan as well. Maguire throwed teammates under the bus left, right and centre. And Germany team, the last World Cup and Euro's not been the best. So someone there is not a big a big Maguire fan. But listen, I am... You know what? If United fans criticise Maguire or whatever, right, yeah, fair enough. But when I see rival fans or Raphael van der Vaart, who had like 12 good games for Spurs, or the Ghanaian foreign minister or whatever he was, laying into him, my default setting is to defend him.
That was mental, that.
Yeah.
The Ghanaian foreign minister thing was absolutely mental.
What was he on about as well? He was like, Maguire now is tackling his own teammates and scoring own goals and all this. And I was like, well, that's not true for starters. And why have you singled out Harry Maguire?
And he said he scored own goals. I think he scored one own goal for United. It's not like he does it every week.
Yeah.
He's not like Carragher was for Liverpool, which was a regular occurrence where he scored own goals. It was just madness. Madness that you're bringing up something like that. And yeah. Harry Maguire is just, it's similar to how Phil Jones has gone. You know, he becomes the butt of the jokes of everything.
Yeah.
And because it's at United, he just gets highlighted. And it's, after this World Cup, depending on how Maguire does, I think if he has a decent end to this World Cup, I think it'll be good for him. I don't think he plays for Man United, but I do think he maybe gets a transfer off the back of it. And I think that's good for everyone. I think that obviously he's not the favourite of Ten Hag, but if he can move on in a positive way and get a transfer to a good club, which I think he will do, I think that's worthwhile doing. Or even if he stays at United, I just think having a more positive atmosphere around. I mean, you've been at Old Trafford as well. Even when he's been fine, there's this tension happen when he gets the ball.
Do you know what?
Everyone like tenses up and you're like, he's not that bad.
The Arsenal game was a case in point. I said to my mate, Tromo, story. I don't know if you were stood next to me at the Arsenal game. You might have been. But I said when he came on, it was 3-1 at United, I think. I said, if we draw this, I don't think Aaron Maguire plays for United again.
No.
Like, genuinely.
Yeah, yeah.
If he comes on and costs us two goals, or even if he doesn't cost it us, we just concede two late goals, I think the anger towards him would be that much that I think he'd probably, him and Ten Hag probably go, look, I need to like leave. And I know that sounds crazy for an £80 million defender that a 20-minute or a 10-minute cameo could cost you your United career. But there was a point where Casemiro plays a terrible ball, and I love Casemiro, but it was shocking. I think it was Jesus went through, and Maguire did exactly what he should have done. He took a yellow, took a foul and a yellow, stopped what would have been a goal.
Though,
yeah, and everyone's like, oh, what are you doing, Maguire? And I thought, even when he's done something that I actually think he's good, because it's, you know, it's still a little bit dodgy in terms of it give Arsenal a free kick, he's getting grief, and I just thought, I don't think this has an happy ending. And I think the problem he's got at United, Maguire, is that Ollie bought him. Ten Hag didn't. Ten Hag's bought in Martinez already.
Who's mint.
Yeah. Ten Hag doesn't owe Maguire anything. And also, he doesn't have to explain his decision if he wants to drop him or sell him. Whereas, obviously, if Ollie had dropped Maguire, you go, you spent 80 million quid on the kid, and then you're dropping him. Are you insane? Whereas Ten Hag doesn't have to do that. Before I get your thoughts on that, but just what I mention as well, on the 30th of December, we're going to be in Dublin. So there's going to be me, there's going to be Howson, there's going to be Joe, there's going to be Adam McCullough. Baggers is floating about as well. Also, Brian McClair is there. I've just put a link in the chat. Brian McClair's there, bona fide Manchester United legend. Scored two goals in cup finals, 117 goals for Manchester United. And also, as we love on this podcast, he was in the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup final. He was there.
That's not bad.
And I could spend 5 hours just talking about that with him, and I'm sure Alison could as well. So get down to Dublin on the 30th. Link in the chat. Appreciate, you know, it's just after Christmas and New Year, but something to do, isn't it? Just between the Christmas and New Year, come down to Dublin, chill out with the Stretford Paddock lads. Our first ever live event at Stretford Paddock. Coming over at Dublin. Know you passionate Manchester United fans over there looking forward
go
to it.
Go and have a look on the Instagram. Go have a look at, is it Big Top Dublin that are hosting it? Yeah. Like that. Go and have a look at the venue. It's an amazing venue.
Yeah.
It's so have a look at that. See the venue, where these guys are going to be. It's going to be a top night in Dublin.
It is. Harry Lakin, well done on the Masters graduation, Jay, mate. Fantastic. So thanks, Harry. Loads of nice comments about that. I appreciate that. And a big shout out to everyone here who helped me out when I was doing it as well. Abhinav Verma says, praise Maguire. Get his transfer fee up. Sell him. I think that's pretty much what you're saying, Bag, isn't it? Like, you know, the sort of the end game now doesn't seem to be a pathway to Maguire back in the team, does it? It seems to be maybe getting a few quid for him. I don't think he'll go in Jan. I think he stays.
Yeah, I think till the summer. Yeah. But I just think that, look, I wouldn't mind him as a squad player. But you're not going to have an £80 million player. And if you're Harry Maguire, you shouldn't be happy with being a squad player. He is better than that. I don't think maybe it's a Man United, but he could step into most teams. I think there's maybe the top two that probably wouldn't have him.
No, I agree.
Three at the back of Tottenham with Conte, I think he'd fit in well, you know, somewhere like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
Chelsea probably, I don't think Chelsea would mind, you know, playing three at the
back. Chelsea wanted him, didn't they, in the
Chelsea
summer?
Chelsea wanted him. It wouldn't surprise me if he went.
Who've they got at the back now? Is it Christensen?
Koulibaly. Oh, no. Christensen's gone. So it's Koulibaly.
Because they got rid of Rudiger, didn't they, and Christensen. Excuse me.
They've got, I'm trying to think who else they've got. They signed Fofana, but he's been injured. He's got done his ACL and Nancy again, so.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What did I say about Wesley Fofana when he was linked with United for 80 million? I said, he's just had a season out. He's all right. 80 million is insane. You know what I mean? I got loads of stick. You're amazing.
Sent the club saying, is this one of your lot? Because this is ridiculous. And I think, look, I think talent-wise, he's great. But again, there's so many footballers that are great. You know, if you've been out for a year at 20 years old,
it's touch and go.
To come back and do that again and be the same player again.
Like, that was my point. Like, if he played every game and you go, okay, he's a great player, whatever, but he was a good player. He's had a bad injury. And I just thought, 80 million as well. Let's not normalise that.
No.
That is ridiculous for a defender. And I'm fully aware Manchester United paid out for Harry Maguire, and I've already shared my thoughts on that one. But yeah, it's, and I do feel for Fofana. No one wants to see a player out injured as much as he is. I haven't got any affiliation with Chelsea, obviously, but it's not nice to see. Ryan Milligan says Everton will buy him. Lucky Singh says, credit to Saudi Arabia. O'Hanlon 86 says, could have sworn Joe Smith was there a minute ago. Yeah, Joe had to leave us.
He did so well there.
Yeah.
No one noticed until then.
Brian 2 says, Uruguay deserves to be out. Only shown up today, but too late. We were going to talk about this.
Casemiro,
because we just got a bit carried away with the whole Luis Suarez getting knocked out of the World Cup thing because, you know, I hate Luis Suarez and I have done ever since he racially abused Patrice Evra. But yeah, it was funny to see him getting knocked out. Casemiro, not that we needed it, but he's almost like he's giving everyone a reminder of just how mint he is in this World Cup.
Yeah, and a reminder of how wrong Graham Souness was saying he was just someone that plods along because he's mega.
Do you think is that Graham Souness in his head? That's his natural thoughts? Or do you think there's someone going, let's see, you know, if we can be a bit more controversial,
to
go viral?
There's a bit of that, but also I think there's a hatred to United. And I think there's the, you know, we can bring this up and make it seem like a bad thing. And if you put a bit of bad energy around this transfer, if he has, you know, people are forgetting that he didn't start a lot of games because he was, you know, McTominay was playing and he didn't get into the team. And with Souness dropping in comments like that, people going, oh, maybe he isn't that good enough. And he didn't play well. The Europa League game, first few, he looked off the pace a little bit. He looked slow. And people, you know, acclimatising, whatever it was, people were questioning it. But I think that, I think he was just, you know, dropping that in. But he's been...
You don't win five Champions Leagues, LD, unless you mint.
I think he's better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was a plodder, but I thought he was probably the best in that position we could have got.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how good, you know, how... His range of passing is ridiculous. He's not needed to do it at Madrid.
I'm always conscious of this. You know, one day we'll all be dust, but these videos and these clips, they're going to live on. Like, Graham Souness, like, that's his reputation. He doesn't care. He doesn't seem to care about it. People will watch that for years to come and go, what an idiotic statement to make. Like, what are you on about? This is a guy who obviously knew nothing about football. Like, you're just making yourself look proper foolish forever because it's not even a debatable point. Like, is Casemiro any good?
yes, he's mint, end of. There's not a discussion there. No. Do you know what I mean? It's like, does Ronaldo score goals or is Messi any good? It's just, it's that level of stupidity.
There was questions to be made. There was questions of United just signed someone who's 30 for 60 million quid on a big contract that he'll probably run. You know, United signed Matic, who was a very, very good footballer, but just at the wrong time. We got a season and a half out of him being good, and then he just went on a decline so quickly. And that's a question to ask. How long can Casemiro maintain this?
Yeah.
But no, look.
That's
just
different
managed,
than saying he's very lucky in
just
it.
Just had manager match in the Super Cup a week before we signed him. He's quality. And look, I think that the article in The Athletic by Andy Mitten goes into loads of details about him questioning, like, you know, the gym. He phoned up, I think it was scheduled for a meeting on the Tuesday after the Brentford defeat. They were worried about the kind of him, the repercussions of that, him going, I'm not coming to that. But he actually went, no. This makes me want to come in more. I can see myself in that team and improve you straight away and fix that. And they're all the things you want to hear. The question about Varane and Casemiro was, are they just doing it for a payday? But I think the actual reason they do want a change in, they've been in Madrid. You know, there's this stuff about Casemiro's been shot that, you know, in Spain, there's not away fans. Away fans don't travel.
Yeah.
You don't get that Chelsea moment in the La Liga, because you don't have away fans.
Also, as well, don't forget, right, you might not rate United's team, you might, you know, think, okay, you might know we haven't won a trophy since 2017. There are about four clubs on the same level in terms of history, size, as Real Madrid. Barca, Juve,
Bayern,
United, maybe the Scousers. Literally.
That's it.
That's it. In terms of a club, if you want to leave Real Madrid and go to a club the same size as Real Madrid, you go to one of them clubs or you're taking a step down. Manchester United is still one of the biggest clubs in the world. We've got more fans than any club in the world. You've got 76,000 fans at Old Trafford every week. You've won more titles than any other English club. It's a historic, well-known club that is respected throughout the world, including in Madrid. And trust me, I've been there and I know what they think of us there. They look at us as a massive club because we are. So if you're leaving Real Madrid and you go, okay, which is a club I can go to of a similar size. Yes, you can go to a better team than us. I'm not saying we've got the best team. But in terms of stature and size, Manchester United are one of the top five clubs in the world.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, if you're going to leave Madrid, I can't believe he's left Madrid to go to Manchester United. That does make sense to me. If that offer's there, I can understand why someone like Casemiro, also don't forget as well, isn't in a position where he's like chasing his first ever trophy. He's won the lot. He's going to go to United. He's come to United, play in front of 76,000 passionate fans. He's going to get paid well as well. And also, let's not forget that United team with him in it and the players we've brought in and the manager we've got does have a chance of challenging. Maybe not this season. It's probably a season too soon. But I think next season United can have a title challenge. I do. It might be premature, but I do.
I think we need to capitalise on it quickly, though, because like I mentioned there, I think Casemiro is, you don't know how he's going to go with it. I think you can't question how good he is now and his fitness levels and all that. You can question what he's going to be like in 18 months' time, though. Have to capitalise on that. Christian Eriksen as well. He's not going to be there much longer. You know, he's not going to be able to do another 5 years and be at the top game. And you've also got to look at how teams move on and things. There's already been rumours about Madrid looking at Martinez and Bruno. Things like that can happen. I think there's a core there of players, Varane as well. You've kind of got to capitalise on, we've got a decent core there of players. We need to jump on the back of that. We need to give him a striker, give him a few more around him. And I think you're right, there is something there. Because look, you're hoping the City wave takes a downward bit. I think that you don't know what Liverpool are going to do with how they kind of move on. You have to jump on this because Arsenal are looking like they're going the right direction.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I still don't think they'll win the title this year, but they're looking better.
So. I think you're right.
And the same thing, look, Spurs will be better next year if they keep Conte around. Someone else will be better next year. Chelsea will get better. Look, Chelsea have got enough money around. They'll get better again. They'll get back to being good. You've got to kind of take advantage of it. United are on a decent upward thing of this 1 year, hopefully. That year two is important. So you're right. You need to jump on the back of that and hopefully get a title challenge next year.
Good to see Solo in the chat as well, my mate Errol. Go and check out the Man United agenda. We've got some more messages, haven't we, my friend?
We do, and that lights him away, but
because
I'll go for it.
I can read. I know
go
it
on,
off the top of my
go
head.
On.
Because 'tis the season for clean balls, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Our friends at Manscapes are helping you clean your driveway for your safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to gift exchanges, Manscapes products are at the top of every Christmas wish list. Grab some crop mops for your pops or the shampoo for your boo. Be the start of gifting season and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December by going... I'm going to get to that in a minute. Going to manscaped.com and using the code Howson for 20% off plus free shipping. Eggnog to nice hog, baggers, eh? Do you like to go from eggnog to nice hog?
With Manscaped.
With Manscaped, you will
yes,
do.
Absolutely.
Because let's have it, right? How much has Manscaped changed your life, genuinely?
It has been life-changing. It really has.
It's been one of those, right? Because I used to have all sorts of dramas trying to tidy up down there with, you know, knives and candles and,
you
know...
Dodgy razors.
Dodgy razors and all that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean? It was just terrible. But then I found the Lawnmower 4.0, the Platinum Package 4.0. I found the anti-chafing boxer briefs. I found the crop preserver, the crop toner. Also, a man of my age...
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm getting hairs where I don't want them. My ears and my nose.
Started getting nose hairs.
The old weed whacker.
Started getting.
Yeah, that came involved with the Shears 2.0. I had it all, bro. It was just one of those where you've got that skin-safe technology and you think to yourself, no matter whether it's the middle of June, you think Christmas has come early. Do you know what I mean? So for Christmas, it's an absolute no-brainer. And also, you've got the little shed travel bag so you can look like, you know.
It's in my bag over there.
Yeah. I mean, you can proper look like you're part of the team, you know what I mean? Getting off the team bus, giving a thumbs up with your little Manscaped products in your bag as well. There's a code there, Howson. You get 20% off and free shipping. And trust me, right, for Christmas, perfect gift.
Perfect. Big gift, you can go and get the Platinum Package, but they've also got loads of little gifts now. So you're looking at the boxers, the shampoos, the body washes, all that kind of stuff. So if you just want to get a little gift for someone, spot on. Go and get them.
Just scroll up there a minute.
Go on.
The last bit.
Yeah,
because this is always my favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 20% off and free shipping with the code Howson at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Code at manscaped.com. Use the code Howson, Manscaped, for a perfect gift that will be the holiday's biggest hit. That was quite tame.
That's quite tame.
That's quite tame. I've had some ropey ones, I'm not going to lie, where a little bit of my soul disappeared as I said it, but that was quite the same one. That's a good one. That we can keep up with that one. Yeah. Go and check out the link in the chat, in the description. Sorry, Dan United 94 says, Jamie, when you booked him for the next tattoo, I doubted Marcus Rashford was going to score that goal. I said, if he scores that free kick, I'll get a tattoo with him on my neck. Watch this space. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all right. Patterson needs to get a Cavani tattoo from a couple of years ago, so you can do it together, the two of you.
Shall we? Should we go together?
Yeah. He's getting his Cavani tattoo. I don't think he's on his neck.
Right.
Next, the big, because if you'd have just said Rashford tattoo,
yeah,
you could have got
it. I could have got it somewhere where it's never going to be on display. But because I've said me neck.
You go full Phil Foden and have it like there, down by your ear, Rashford.
Yeah, Rashford.
Sir Marcus.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to have a think about how I'm going to do this. We're going to wrap up there. Alex Bagley, where can people find you?
Baggers_Alex on...
Oh, he's Matt Patterson's in the chat.
He is in the chat.
I'm not getting that tattoo.
He is. It's contractual.
Expired.
What do you mean expired? That's because you didn't do it.
You're fucking nonsense. Getting it, you little dickhead.
aggressive on the brew this
I'm only joking, he's my friend, I love him dearly. Also, he's coming over there to Dublin with us.
He's going to be doing
cameraman, videographer, I should say, extraordinaire.
Look after him over there.
Oh, he says, why don't you get some mates instead? Hey, look at me, I'm in the chat being all funny. Pathetic. Anyway, Baggers, where can people find you? Tell me again.
Baggers_Alex is the main ones to check out. Twitter and Instagram.
Make sure you join us in Dublin if you can get over there for the 30th of December. There's a link in the chat for that. Don't forget as well to go and get involved at Bet Victor Last Fan Standing. Let Adam McCullough and the gang there let them know what you think of Harry Maguire. Tell everyone that Stretford Paddock sent you when you comment. And also, check out Manscaped for 20% off and free shipping using the code Howson. This has been
We've got one more plug.
Oh, sorry.
We've got joining very soon to the members, 12 Days of Paddock. Giveaway is starting
How
very
can I
soon.
Forget, bro.
We've not got the pop-up yet, but we do have that very, very soon. There's loads of prizes. There is a Manscaped package in that. We've got Manscaped ready for him. We've got a Ridge wallet in there as well. We've got all sorts of stuff. And we'll get merch, FIFA, we've done all that stuff.
It's one of the prizes that you come round to your house with the Manscaped and do the shaving for them.
No.
Right, well, we'll discuss that anyway.
We'll discuss that.
You can do that when I go and get me tattoo. Yeah?
That's not a deal. How is that a deal?
Right, so make sure you check that out as well.
Become a member.
Make sure you become a member. You get extra content as well as there, as well as a discount on the merch. Go and check out paddockmerch.com. Right, we've gone plugtastic. This has been The Brew with Alex Bagley and me, Jay Motti. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.